Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Stephanie Davis of Employment Practices Solutions, also known as EPS. Stephanie, it's awesome having you on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure's all ours. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Stephanie so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Stephanie has been on the front lines addressing issues of harassment and discrimination within organizations of all sizes for more than 20 years. Both as an employment attorney in New York and since joining EPS in 2000, EPS collaborates with organizations nationwide to build respect through high-quality training, objective and unbiased complaint investigations, human resources and employment law expert testimony, and a wide range of human resource consulting services. In her role as a consultant, Stephanie delivered thousands of training sessions and investigated hundreds of workplace complaints of all kinds, from sexual harassment to retaliation to bullying. Currently, Stephanie has led EPS as its president. She received her BS in political science from Barnard College and her JD from the University of Oregon School of Law. Stephanie, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So I wanted to kick everything off and kind of rewind back. I know I read your bio. I wanted to hear how everything got started and what led you to your current position now.
Okay, so I, as you relayed, I didn't actually start EPS myself. EPS was founded in 96 by two employment attorneys, Pamela Fagan and Lori Jones, who are still heavily involved with our organization on its board. So I report to them, but they were practicing law in Dallas, practicing employment law. And they saw a need among their clients for proactive services designed to prevent some of the problems that they were encountering. So designed to promote respect in the workplace, essentially. So as a result, they quit practicing law and started EPS. And as you mentioned, it's a consulting business primarily focused on training to prevent problems in the workplace and investigations into complaints about workplace behavior. And since then, almost 25 years later, we have about 25 consultants nationwide, and we've got a much wider range of consulting services. And I personally joined in 2000 as a consultant. I worked at EPS as a consultant for about a decade, providing mainly training and investigations. And in 2010, I assumed this role, this leadership role, where I oversee all aspects of the business.
Awesome. Well, I definitely, you know, appreciate, you know, and the founders, obviously, for building you, you know, continuing to carry on like the spirit and everything that is very much so needed in today's world of, you know, helping out with harassment and discrimination and just for all organizations, especially because I don't know if this has been a result of maybe the growing awareness of these issues going on, but I'm not sure if that's where, you know, more services that come from, but I think it's definitely something that's needed in this day and age and will probably sadly continue to be needed.
You know, our consulting company was originally structured around the workplace and mm-hmm. issues related to the, you know, employment context, mm-hmm. but over almost 25 years, we've really branched out to other contexts as well. So we will work to promote. So our mission is promoting respect. Mm-hmm. And we'll do that in whatever context that we're called to do so in. But others that have come up time and time again outside of the workplace are schools. So we do a lot of work in the educational context, and places of worship, and really any other community that's interested in fostering respect. We'll work with them to come up with a plan in that regard. So while our services involve really any kind of consulting that relates to human resources or mm-hmm. the law or fostering respect as a general topic, we do have core service areas. And you mentioned some of them. There's training. We do you know, very high quality customized training on any topic, ranging from fostering respect to exploring unconscious biases. Lately, we've been doing a lot of work on diversity and inclusion. We'll do management 101 training for people who need to know how to work within the laws and managing other people. So it goes on and on. But that's the first bucket. The second bucket is investigations. So we are the independent third parties that come in to look into concerns that are raised, mm-hmm. so that they can be assessed in a neutral fashion in determining, you know, what did or didn't happen based on the facts. And then the third bucket is more general. It's consulting, which often, but not always, takes the shape of expert advice and testimony mm-hmm. when there's litigation. So we'll come in and opine as to whether an organization did the right thing under a set of circumstances.
Nice. It definitely sounds like you guys kind of cover all the bases. And I love, because when you were, you know, explaining the foundation of, you know, the organization and how you're the president, my mind automatically went to kind of like the golden rule. And I think that's probably also in line with your overall mission, is like treat others the way you want to be treated. And right. as simplistic as that is, but it manifests itself in so many different ways. And it's great to hear that. Of course, it sounds like you guys do the training to make sure that, you know, people are maybe more on the offensive or aware. But then at the same time, if those issues brew or turn into something, you have also those services that help out with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and people come at training from all different angles. Sometimes mm-hmm. they really are being proactive and they want to keep a good thing going.
Right.
Other times, you know, we're called in to do training under a consent decree. So there's been litigation, there's been mm-hmm. you know, bad stuff has gone down and they need to fix it. And we're brought in under, you know, a mandate to do training. And the same thing with investigations. Sometimes organizations really want to be proactive. We feel no one's made a complaint, but we just feel things aren't right in a particular department. Mm-hmm. Can you come in and do an environmental assessment? And maybe we can get ahead of things here. Other times, you know, there's a lawsuit. There's not only a complaint, but the person has filed a lawsuit and we are called in to look into what happened. We try to achieve our mission of promoting respect, however we're called in to an organization.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I don't know if, you know, that was part of the steps. So I was going to ask you exactly, and I know it might, you know, of course, vary depending on when you're called in and how you're called in. But I know I heard you mention that environmental assessment, I think you called it. Is that mm-hmm. kind of like the first step, or like how, you know, clients usually or typically will work with you and how everything gets started if they need help?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it really runs the gamut. We are called by clients most often based on reputation. Mm-hmm. So we are referred to other clients, or a client has used us and we've made a good impression and they want to use us again, but they come from other directions as well. Sometimes mm-hmm. they Google us, they're in a panic and they need to do training that isn't compliant with New York's law, which says that they have to do training in the next month mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. Or they're under the gun because somebody's, you know, they've gotten a demand letter from a lawyer saying this person feels they were treated unfairly and they don't have any idea what happened and they don't have the internal resources to manage it. So there's not really one path to EPS, but you know, we try to approach things always in a neutral manner, with the goal being, let's find out what happened. Let's try to get people to get along here better and get back to being productive in their jobs.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And that could be like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or even if you can hop into a time machine, what might you tell your younger business self?
Okay. So I think my best answer is, it's not something that's original to me. It's just something I've heard. In fact, I believe it was Simon Sinek, who I think I watched one of his videos, and it's we've at EPS, we've been talking about this a lot because it really shifted the way we looked at how we help our clients. And it's thinking about the why behind your business rather than focusing on the what. And when we keep returning to our mission, which is promoting respect, that's what drives everything else. And it really helps us identify and come up with solutions for the challenges our clients face.
Awesome. I absolutely love that. And so now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Stephanie, what does that mean to you?
To me, it means getting to, being allowed to take my background practicing law and then providing services as a consultant. So taking all of that background and translating that experience into guiding and hopefully inspiring this really incredible group of smart and dedicated people that I work with. To a person, everyone at EPS is passionate about collaborating with organizations to tackle issues that are often uncomfortable, that are challenging and thorny. But we all want to do it because we know that our efforts can make the organization stronger and better. And I get to lead all of these people doing that great work. So that's the privilege that I'm allowed to do in my work life.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. And I'm glad you used the word kind of privilege, because getting the opportunity to kind of, as you said before, you know, even be passionate about what it is that you're doing. But as you said, it really gets to affect a tremendous amount of change in organizations and the people within their organizations as well too. And of course, the people that are on your team that are able to kind of think of these creative ways to tackle problems and creative ways to provide, you know, solutions and services to help out the clients as well too, is definitely something that, you know, is a blessing and something that's really awesome that you've been able to do.
Yeah, and I think everybody at in the EPS community feels that way. And I would just add that I think that in the wake of Me Too and where we are as a larger culture, what we do seems more mission critical than ever. Yeah. And we very much look at this moment as an opportunity, as a crucial opportunity for all of us to keep valuing and working toward the goals of respect and inclusion and empathy. And, you know, we hope that EPS continues to be a key resource in helping people to arrive there.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely sounds like it as well too, as, you know, again, you know, you have that strong why. And I think that's something that, especially with more people having, I don't know if I want to say a platform, but a way to kind of speak out a lot more about things that are, you know, related to inequality or discrimination or harassment or whatever exactly might be going on. Now, you know, we not only have that platform, we also have, you know, great organizations like yourself that are able to kind of tackle and help us to make sure that we are creating, you know, respect all across different aspects of our lives.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, again, I think that, you know, we're all passionate about this. We all think it's important to not only have the conversations that are hard, but that need to be had, but to create safe opportunities to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not something that only EPS can do. We can all think about that and make that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I definitely, you know, appreciate again, all the awesome work that you're doing. And of course I appreciate your time. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you and your team are working on.
So I guess I would just refer your listeners to our website, which is epspros.com, epspros.com, www.epspros.com. And I would also refer your listeners, which is on our website, is great. There's a ton of really interesting information. And we have white papers and actually a whole library of podcasts that I think are really worthwhile in my humble opinion. But a recent one sort of captures what we do and the challenges that 2020 likely will bring for all of us. So I urge people to check it out on our website.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Stephanie. Truly appreciate that. We will definitely have the links and information in the show notes as well, too, so that everybody can follow up and click through and see the white papers on all the awesome work that you guys are doing. But appreciate you again, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.